perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, tonight.
And welcome to episode 199 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. You can find us at patreon.com/grills. I'm Linda, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ray. Say hello, Ray.
Ray.
And hello, Ray. And today we have a special guest, Jay Peterson.
Greetings.
The reason we have a special guest is that our topic today is The Conjuring 3, otherwise known as The Conjuring The Double Made Me Do It. And Jay is our guest because he was in it. We know a movie star. It's so exciting. But before we get into that, as always, what have you been up to? Do you want to go first, Ray?
I guess that's me. Yeah. I had a pretty busy weekend. We had a family get together. I was supposed to be with my in-laws, and my sister-in-law was supposed to be down from Columbus, Ohio, so it was going to be a whole big thing, but unfortunately she wasn't able to make it, so we ended up just taking Scott's folks out for a nice brunch thing, so that was cool. And then I had a car adventure on the way up to the LARP that I was heading to, where, like, one exit away from actually getting the site, the low tire pressure comes on and I go into panic mode, and I'm like, okay, there's a truck stop right back down the road, just go there, we'll get some air, I have the air pressure gauge, I'll just fill it up, it'll be fine, I'll see if there's anything in the tire, get there, the air thing only takes coins. I'm like, okay, pray that they will take cash and break this 10 so I can get coins, because every place that I've been is still like, we're still not taking cash. So the guy was very nice, bless him, gave me $2 and quarters, so I was able to get the air, fill up the tire, and I'm like, I don't see anything, it's still not going over 20, like, it's at 19 psi, and I'm like, okay, let's grab out the spare. Do that, because we are a strong, independent woman currently in a dress. We got this. Because I dressed up for the family thing.
Yeah.
So I fight with it. I check the PSI in the spare, and then I'm worried because that's only saying 17, and I'm like, oh. So a very nice guy about this time, who is going to on a road trip up to Illinois, is kind enough to pull up next to me and do you need any help getting the spare on? And I'm like, I think that might not be good enough. And his phone actually has signal. Mine did not have good signal. And was able to look up and let me know where the closest tire shop was. Which, after, like, also having him double-check my work, so I wasn't just being, like, over-panicky, he's like, you should be able to make it, like, about 5 miles. I'm like, okay, we're doing this. And then get to the mechanic, have them look at it, bless them, they were so sweet, didn't charge me a thing, checked them all, filled them all up, did the water test, is like, nope, everything's good, short of doing a dunk test, you should be fine. And I'm like, okay. And, like, I knew exactly which tire it was, because that's the one I've been keeping an eye on, because it's the only one that does this. But there's never a noticeable leak, so it's just like, it's just my frustrating child that's on the back rear passenger side now. But I did make it to game with 3 hours left, so
it's okay.
Better late than never.
We appreciated you being there.
You got there, you got to have fun.
I did.
They ended well.
Soaked, that was fun. But nope, that was pretty much my weekend. And then yesterday was just all the relaxation in the world.
You watched a couple of things, I see.
Oh, yeah, gosh, I made all the notes yesterday. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I also, because it was rest day, I got caught up on My Hero Academia, which is on episode 101 now of the anime. They'd made a big deal about the 100th episode. So I'm a spider, so what? Nagatoro and Odd Taxi, which, if you have Crunchyroll and you want something new and kind of interesting, I highly recommend Odd Taxi. All the characters are anthropomorphic, but current theory is that's because the main character sees everybody that way due to a brain injury, and that's why he has really good, like, facial recognition. Like, he can, like, just remember faces because he doesn't see people faces, he sees animal faces. But it's really good. It's like a cop drama. It's a lot of dialogue, so be prepared to read. Scott has not caught up with me on it because he decided to play on his phone. He's like, I don't know what's going on now. Oh, well, this is this and this and this and this, because it's fantastic. And they finally got to the part of the, I think it's like 10 episodes, where they say the name of the series. But it's kind of like a Quentin Tarantino. So it has this nice slow burn, a lot of really good dialogue. And, like, now I'm at, like, the really intense parts where, like, all the pieces are coming together and all the characters interacting. And it's really good, guys. Really good. And I finally also got some Trinity books, and Scott has been watching B5 again. And now I'm done.
Now you're done. Okay.
I just rambled. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Wait, this
what
is...
What about Cast 4?
This is the part where we ramble. So, what about you, Jay? Like, anything in specific you want to chat about? What have you been up to besides being a movie star?
Well, the movie came out in America on the 4th, so it's been about a 2-week roller coaster of figuring out exactly how that rolls, because it's both the biggest movie in general I've ever worked on. And it's the most high-profile role I've ever had in my career. So this is all really kind of new to me. I know all the technical bits of the work, but a release like this is just a fun experience. So I've mostly been along for the ride. Other than that, I've been helping my parents kind of downsize their house now that we're all vaccinated, and I've got a little bit of time on my hands between auditions. So I've been putting on old clothes and moving a lot of old boxes and throwing a lot of stuff into a dumpster and pretty mundane stuff like that.
It's good, good. It's always nice to clean out. You're like, mm-hmm. I don't need this anymore. Get it away.
It takes a while to get used to, especially if you've got this Midwestern, I might need it someday kind of thing in the back of your head.
That is not Midwestern. Well, actually, my father's from California. It might be a Midwestern thing because I inherited it from him. I might need this.
Mm-hmm. My parents are Iowa and Illinois, even though they raised me in Michigan and New York, so it's the whole, I might need that can someday. Or one of the neighbors will.
Yep.
Cool. Let's see, it's for me, this past week, I had cat game, so I got to go around being a magical kitty for a little while. Which was lots of fun, because it's just like a popcorn game. Of just, like, I don't have to do any, like, intense diplomatic or anything role play. Nope, I'm a cat. But we have magic, which is cool. We went bowling with friends. Yep. It was the first time we have been out and done something with our friend group that we used to hang out with just, like, constantly. We finally were able to go out, and that was a lot of fun. I was afraid that I was going to, like, throw out my arm, because I have one right arm with which to bowl and also swing a sword or a boffer weapon. So I was like, oh no, I'm gonna be limp spaghetti by the end of this weekend.
Yeah, that's right, because we did three games.
Three games. Of bowling. Three games of bowling, which the last...
Before we LARPed.
The last one was my best game. I've out of practice. Like, years and years and years ago, I was in a bowling league, and I actually, like, managed to get second place at a couple of championships. I'm out of practice. And I was just like, you know what? It doesn't matter that you are in a bowling league. Just have fun. And that made it all better. I was just laughing and at all the gutter balls. And our friends had gotten a punch bowl full of alcohol. And just watching them get... Just going downhill into drunkenness and also trying to bowl was really fun.
Yeah, just progressively more competitive, but about the stupidest things.
Yeah.
So, like, I was fighting with Jen for last place.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
It was great. And then, of course, the next day was our Garden of Destinies game. My cat has abandoned me. It's fine. And, yeah, it was a whole lot of fun. I had a really good time because I was able to do just full makeup because I was playing a race that were basically living dolls. They're called Clockworkin. And so I got to do, like, the big eye makeup and the, like, almost like a marionette kind of look. Like a wooden puppet look. And it was great. Ray didn't recognize me the first time that she saw me. She was like, what?
Nope. I think it was... in the module that the whole town showed up, and I'm like, oh, there's Linda. Because I'm like, where's Linda? I haven't seen Linda.
Well, I mean, it also didn't help that I had curled my hair the night before and just, like, teased it, so it was, like, poofed out to here. Like, just, I was just like, well, yep, hair's doing its own thing. That's cool. It didn't last very long because it was raining. It didn't start off raining, but then it rained a lot. Like, it rained so hard that... My cotton shirt got soaked through, and I had to get a spare shirt from just the stuff that Matthew had brought with him, because he was monstering. And then that shirt got soaked through, and I'm like, well, this is my life now. This is what I have to deal with. So, yeah, it was fine. By that point, it was the end of the day, because it was only a short game. It was only about 6 hours. Which is good, because all of us were like, oh god, we're dying. By the end of it, we were just like, I'm so tired. It was really good to see everybody, and I'm really happy to get back into LARPing, like, IRL in person. LARPing over Discord was interesting, but I was really happy to see everybody. And then, of course, there was Father's Day. We had a nice meal with my dad. And he started a new collection because I said, as kind of a joke, Mom didn't know what to get him. And I said, well, why don't we get him suspenders for every occasion? And so she thought that was a wonderful idea. So now he has fish suspenders and he's got tulle suspenders. And I think she's going to get him suspenders for every holiday. And he loves them. He thinks they're awesome. And I'm just like, oh, you're the dadliest dad that ever dad.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
It's cute, though.
My father is very cute. I come by it very honestly. But yeah, so that was basically my week and weekend. I meant to get more crafty stuff done, but unfortunately the poor little... Shinx that I have is still in pieces. There's more pieces of him now, but he's still in pieces. So I have him. I have legs now. Here are his legs. Disembodied yarn bits. They'll turn into a creature eventually. But that'll take some time. So, now that we're caught up with everybody, we can get into our discussion topic, which is... The Conjuring. The Devil Made Me Do It. I don't know if I'm going to say the name every single time that I say it, but, you know, the whole name, but I might. So we just wanted to have Jay on just to kind of get, like, you know, an inside look as to how it actually works. Because I assume you shot most of it in Georgia.
Shot all of it in Georgia, actually.
So
I think there might have been a scene or two that went to the Carolinas that I wasn't involved in, but I think almost all of it was filmed in Georgia.
That's always,
almost, but not all of it.
It's always so neat to me, especially when I recognize landmarks.
Pretending to be Connecticut.
Yeah. It only works because nobody can feel the humidity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Filming in Georgia in mostly, like, June through August. And pretending it's Connecticut during the end... Well, during early summer, I think they had some sort of line about the end of the school year. But, yeah. I think I was seeing it with a friend, and when they went into the crawl space, I'm like, there's a crawl space instead of a finished basement. That's how you know it's Georgia pretending to be Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the north, they have basements.
So, we did have a question from Ember that she wanted me to ask you, to make sure I asked you, is how much of the character that you played was costume and makeup, and how much was CGI?
Everything but the eyes. The eyes were the only thing that was CGI'd at that point.
See, that's so neat to me.
And part of it was, it might have been a directorial choice. I haven't asked Shavs, but if you look at all the characters that get possessed over the course of the film, they all have a kind of glaze over the eyes that kind of tells you when a demon is there. It happened to me, it happened to Patrick, Rari, and Julian when they were possessed in turn, so it made like a neat little signature for the audience of demons here, demons back, demons gone.
Yeah, I thought that was maybe just contact.
Oh.
So
I
considered it, but at the end of the day, we decided not to. But everything else is makeup.
I forgot to mention, Jay plays the character known as the linebacker.
Yeah, I'm never called that in. The script calls me that, and the credits call me that, but I'm never actually spoken of at that, so...
Yep.
Some people just call the big guy the morgue, or the morgue zombie, or whatever, but officially his name is a linebacker.
Yes. Jay, our friend Jay was the very scary person in the... Very scary big guy in the morgue.
Which, again, took me a few moments when you first came on screen. I'm like, is that Jay? That's Jay!
Yeah, there have been a couple of... like things that I have seen you in, one of which was the I can't remember the name of the movie, but you're literally in like the clip that they showed for like the trailer or something. You were also in Teen Wolf for an episode, and I didn't recognize you because you were playing
way
the
back
muscle.
When
you're playing the muscle, and I wasn't paying attention, and I went back later and I was like, that is Jay.
Back when I was still doing background, I did a day of it on Teen Wolf.
Mm-hmm. And then Ember also wanted you to know that Rob, her husband, was having many "there's never anything good behind the vapor barriers" moments.
Yeah.
End quote.
You know, it's a morgue. Things happen.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do very many spoilers just because it's super new. We're probably not going to do spoilers. So okay. We just wanted to kind of talk about your experience. So,
Fair enough.
I have questions.
All right, I have answers. We'll see if they match.
So how long did shooting take?
For me, I had a day of makeup test, which took the day because it's a pretty big makeup job. 2 days of shooting the morgue scene and a day for, visual effects work. And then they brought me back for reshoots, and that's when we filmed the scene inside the Warren's house.
Now,
5 days total?
Yeah, you told me that, you originally were gonna not have as big a part, but then they liked the cut of your jib.
Originally I wasn't going to come back, but some changes happened, and apparently test audiences liked me, so they brought me back. And
so that, oh,
that's why I had to shave twice.
That's. I don't know if I was expecting more or less time. I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything about movies and like how they're shot and everything. And I know they're not shot in order, definitely.
They're shot in the order that works logistically, because there's all these moving parts coming together and in and out, and they test them because they're like any product. You see if people like it and what they do like and what they don't like. So it, that happens a lot where scenes get taken out and put back in, or sometimes characters get replaced or switched around, and sometimes you wind up getting cut, and sometimes you wind up coming back for more. And this was a case where I wound up coming back for more. And that happens in pretty much every movie, and happened again in this. I think we did most filming summer of 2019, and we were supposed to come back last year to do reshoots, but of course COVID happened. So I think I got a call in February saying, hey, get ready, they want you back sometime in April. And then April became June, became September, became next year, and finally, like, February, I came back for COVID, which was another fun twist. Filming with that on set is definitely new.
Yeah, I assume they were taking, like, a bunch of precautions, but...
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of precautions, and it's all to keep us safe, and I'm very grateful for that. This was a safe place to go back to work to. But for me, what it wound up being was I got tested the Friday before I came in, the day before I came in, and the morning I came in, I got tested again before I went to my trailer. So they were very thorough on all of this, and everyone on set were in different pods. Like, there was one pod that could be with the cast, one pod that could be on the set but not the same time the cast was on, and one group that had to go stay in the office.
Oh.
And
I bet that was kind of a, well, I don't know if you had to deal with any logistical nightmares, but that sounds kind of like a tiny logistical nightmare.
There's a reason they spent most of last summer figuring, you know, the unions and the insurance companies and everybody figured out, okay, how can we actually do this and keep people safe? And I think they found a way that worked. I haven't heard of a single story of anyone catching COVID from a set.
That's really impressive.
You know, having to hand off my mask just as the cameras are starting to roll is a new thing, but hey, we still get good work out of it.
Yep, and I'm glad they took those precautions to, you know, keep everybody safe.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to Hollywood, I guess, for that.
Yeah. Yeah, between them all, 5 days for me, which I don't have as much screen time as some other characters, so that makes sense. I think overall, Principal was like 3 months,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in there.
So what was it like on set?
On set was kind of fun. The first time, most of my time was spent in the makeup trailer, because this was a full body, really detailed makeup job. And I'm just amazed at Jonah and his team. There were three people working on me at any given day, and they just made me look incredible, but it took a while. So I had time to go in, change in my trailer, maybe get a little bit of breakfast, and then I was in makeup for a couple of hours until almost lunch. So that was getting done, and once that happened, moved to set and start working on the scenes we had for that day.
Mm-hmm. Like, did you, like, were you talking, or I guess talking directly with, like, the director was there, obviously, but...
Oh, yeah.
Was it, like, other people giving you directions, or was it him specifically?
Because it's a stunt scene, I was working with both the director, who was giving the character direction, you know, how the look wanted to be, you know, how an emotion was being played or that sort of thing. And I was also working with a stunt coordinator who was helping me work out the logistics of, okay, we have to run from this mark to this, fall in this way, set up pads, how we need to go, and set up all that.
And
so, yeah, not a whole lot of dialogue for me.
It was still very intimidating. I think if I hadn't been so excited that it was you, I probably would have been like a lot more.
It's
glorious. A part of me wanted to be a movie monster since I was 10. I made it before I turned 40. I'm like, this is childhood goals coming true. Yes. But there's a part of me that's just completely overjoyed at this.
It's like I should be scared, but it's Jay!
But that was it exactly. Then, like, I had to run because I had drank too much at the start of the movie. And I'm like, as soon as your scene was over, I'm like, okay, I'm going to run to the restroom so I can come back because I know there's at least one more that he's going to be in. And like, I come back finally, and Scott's like, you missed it. And I'm like, but it's okay. We rewatched it when we got home on HBO.
So, let's see, what's my next question? Did you get to, like, meet the stars, I guess, officially, like Ed and Lorraine?
I met Patrick and Vera, and I only really interacted a whole lot with Patrick because we're two of the biggest moving pieces in all of that. I remembered Vera came up, shook my hand, and I just walked out of makeup. This is the biggest set I've ever been on. Oh, yes, I'm also naked. So, and I'm like, oh, dear God, did I get makeup all over the leading lady? Dear God, that's horrible. Why did you touch me? But I kept it cool.
Yeah.
And Patrick's a wonderful guy. We didn't really have time. Mm-hmm. Normally on a set, makeup and wardrobe is really a quick thing, and you've got a lot of downtime between setups. Here, they spent all the time that I was in makeup doing their close-ups and their shots. So we were just going from setup to setup to setup, all of us working at the time. So we didn't really have time to chat much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's a great guy. And it's wonderful to see someone who's been doing this so much longer than you have work. Yeah. Because he and Beer are just at the top of their game. And watching the way they work on a set is just... I was taking notes in my head when I was concentrating on my job.
Well, yeah, and they've been doing this together for a while, so I bet they had a great, like, flow with working with each other because...
Mm-hmm. And I'm told that they work in very different ways. Like, Patrick, I've seen, he likes to think everything out and work everything out. And Vera likes to do all her prep time ahead of time and just be ready to go when she gets there. But it's wonderful to see. And they have such wonderful chemistry. These movies work because those two are adorable. And they fight demons together. And
I did see that.
Like a loving couple does.
I did see that that tweet. That it was a tweet you shared or something where somebody was saying, I thought this was a romance. And then you were like... Yeah. Get someone to cling to you, like...
Like, get someone who clings to you the way Ed clings to Lorraine while he's looking googly-eyed at my carcass. I
mean... Oh, that was magnificent. I was laughing for about 5 minutes straight. And, yeah, I saw that on Facebook, because I don't do Twitter very often. Did you have any questions that you wanted... specifically, Ray? Like, I know I wrote down mine, but...
Go for it.
Oh, I've just been, like, casually interjecting because I did not have specific questions. You pretty much went over most of the ones I was because I'm not super familiar with acting. Like, the closest I've come is, like, I gotta be a techie backstage on a play or two, but that's about it.
I'm not either. I'm just curious. I'm just like... It seems like a machine with a lot of moving parts.
And... Oh, it is. It really, really is. There is so much that goes into making a movie, and you're really just trying to do the best you can with your part because you're along for the ride. And I have all the respect in the world for directors who pull these huge crowds of incredibly talented and incredibly skilled people and make something awesome with them.
That's awesome. Do you have any, like, stories from on set that you can share? I know you were trapped in makeup for quite a bit of it.
I got to hang around with some really cool makeup guys, you know, because, of course, I was a monster movie nerd as a kid, so when they're talking shop as they're working on me, I'm hearing these, I'm like, I caught that reference. I know who they're talking about. I watched movies that guy worked on. Cool.
I was going to ask that if they had worked on like previous stuff that you were familiar with. You're like, oh, wow.
They had a lot because Atlanta, even though there's a huge boom over the last 10 years and change, it really still is a small town. So it's kind of a 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon where if you work long enough, if you haven't been on a set, one of your friends has. Mm-hmm. Which, after a while, you learn to stop feeling guilty because you're not watching a show when a friend is on it. But if you happen to be watching it anyway and they show up, then, you know, you'll ping them and go, good job, man.
Was like, I'm curious about the actual process of makeup, because you had a lot. Was it like airbrush?
For this one, I actually had to start 2 days beforehand because I had to shave my beard and then shave everything else from the neck down. I've described it, it's like a cross between getting ready for a doctor's appointment and a hot date at the same time. You shave everything. You stop eating anything that might prove problematic. You know, you're really prepped for this because, again, the makeup is all I'm wearing. So I've also got to get into that headspace of, you took the job, this is cool, they're going to be cool, all of that. I wander in, the first thing they have to do is phase out my tattoos because the character didn't have any. Mm-hmm. So they used a technique to work on those. I had the autopsy scar get glued on. It was a silicone appliance, and the only real appliance. Everything else is just me. body makeup gets colored in these grays and yellows and light greens to give it this corpse feel. And then veins start getting airbrushed. So you can see where there's this lividity and the skin gets translucent in places to make it look like the blood stopped pumping behind there and it's not alive anymore. And fingers and toes get kind of darker where blood pooled in there, that kind of stuff.
Monster makeup.
Yeah, and a couple hours of that because there's a lot of me to cover and... top it off the end with a little bit of tooth black. So when I snarl, I add the...
I have to imagine that monster makeup has to be the most fun that makeup artists do.
It's fun. The only thing I didn't really like about it was that I couldn't really sit down for the most part.
Oh, yeah, because they had to get like front and back and everything.
They had to work on everything the entire time. So I was like, can I get some monkey bars in here that I can like hang from and just kind of get a little bit? I mean, it was a simple stunt. I mean, so I wasn't too worried about injury or anything, but my feet were kind of sore by the time I wrapped. They're just standing up that entire time. Once it was all on, I could put on a robe and sit down for a little bit and then do touch-ups in between setups. But the whole long stretch of standing up and then having to go and run around and do all the physical stuff was a bit of a trial.
I definitely remember when you first come on, there's like this boom, the close-up of the foot. You can clearly see like all the detail of the vein.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cool. I was just I'm just going to keep gushing randomly. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jonah and his people are just amazing. You know, and I've known one of them for a couple of years, Matt Silva, who also does a lot of amazing makeups around here. But yeah, all of them have been working in local shows. You've probably seen more of their work on screen here and there.
We're talking earlier just about how exciting it is just to recognize places in the background and stuff, and like you were saying, it was like some of it was in North Carolina. I'm like, I think I still know if they did where some of that was. So I was like, ooh, yay.
Yeah, most of where I was south of Atlanta, like Noonan, McDonough, maybe, I don't know. But yeah, you know how Georgia is. You go 30 minutes from Atlanta in any direction, you will see cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And several decades worth of architecture that can be turned into just about anything you imagine. I mean, we've doubled for everywhere without snow or a desert.
And that rock quarry certainly has gotten its fair share of use.
Yep. That rock quarry, the fairly popular district, Sonoya in general, Conyers in general.
I'm wondering if they're ever going to use Rock Hill Castle. Or they may have already, I don't know.
Maybe.
We have a castle in Georgia, by the way. It's...
We have a couple, actually.
Yeah. Turns out there's a lot of farmland, and somebody who was rich wanted to build a castle. So they were just like, all right, castle here now.
One of the things that really makes filming in Georgia easier, we don't just have a film commissioner in the capital. We have a film commissioner every county.
Oh.
So you don't have to go to Atlanta to the governor's office. You can just go to the county seat, and they'll have a film person waiting for you going, here's your permits. Boom.
See, that's so neat. I didn't know that. That is something I have learned today.
Georgia, as a state, really worked hard to keep all of that work here, where a lot of other states just kind of flubbed it. And people just packed up and moved away. And to the point where there's a lot in California that really get cranky at Georgia because we took their jobs, to quote South Park.
Whoops.
I didn't have to move to California. I'm not complaining.
Yeah. That is true.
And I won't until I agree to do a show over there. So, hey.
So did you... pardon. Did you get to go to, like, the rap party and everything like that?
Yeah. Went to a rap party. I took Abby there. Her first ever rap party. It was at that castle-looking place that's just opposite Woodruff Arts Center.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about.
I know where you're talking about.
We went out there, and it was my first really big rap party. I mean, I've done indies and... that sort of thing. But part of me in the back of my mind was thinking, like, premiere, which are red carpet events, tuxedos and all that. Rap party? No. A rap party is, we've been working for 3 months pretending Georgia is Connecticut, and we're just here to chill. So the looks range from, like, runway-worthy models all the way to one guy in cargo shorts and a tank top that looked like he just rolled out of the back of the grip truck. Which actually helped, because I've only been there for like 5 days. I didn't know too many people there.
Mm-hmm.
And the only people I saw were Shaw's the director, Glenn Foster, the stunt coordinator, and a friend of mine who was a date of another cast member that I didn't have any scenes with. So,
oh, wow.
We only ran into three people I knew, two of whom I called boss. And the social anxiety is creeping up a little bit, and I finally sit there and think, and I turn to her and I go, this looks like a damn Can-Am art game. I don't play Guess the Clan.
Yeah.
And apparently that was just my nerd husband Fu rolled a natural 20, and she was just giggling for the rest of the night. I go to get another Coke at the bar. I come back, and she's like, I found the setite.
So, and
she is so not involved in Hollywood at all. She doesn't visit me on set or anything of that. Like, she's met like maybe a half dozen of my coworkers over the years. But so now whenever I drag her to an event, this is the game to play.
And for folks that are not as nerd-versed, I guess, we're talking about Vampire Clans and Vampire the Masquerade. So, if you want to look it up, you can. But it's basically just, you know, guess who is who, and that seems like a delightful game.
It worked for us. We had a lovely time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad. I do remember her posting about going to a rap party.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you couldn't say anything about what
we couldn't
it
say
was for.
What rap party it was. That was also where that they showed a sizzle reel, you know, kind of a highlights of some of the big scenes they had. And that's when she knew she was not going to see this in the theater. She just turned to me and was like, I want a stunt double. So I did. My friend Sabrina, who is a stunt woman out here, went out to the premiere with me. Abby and I watched my scenes on HBO Max.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. It's a scary movie. It's
mm-hmm.
besides
it is.
Besides me going, I know that guy. The rest of it, I was like, ah.
This series got its reputation on being just so creepy a mood. It got an R rating just from that.
Mm-hmm.
Not from gore, not from sex, not from, you know, profanity. It's just that creepy.
I had my hiding blanket. Whenever I watch a scary movie, I have a hiding blanket that I can just pull up over my head. This is why
I have friends who are coming up to me going, I'd love to see it, but I just can't do scary movies. I'm like, dude, don't matter. Trust me, you are not alone.
Which is, again, what made that one tweet so hilarious to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is not a romance. I mean, it's got romance in it. It's not a romantic movie. It's a scary movie.
It's got some romance in it, but
mm-hmm.
it's still a horror movie. And it's one of the bigger horror franchises out there, which kind of surprised me. This job kept getting bigger and bigger the more I looked at it.
So, yeah. Do you have any, like, wrap-up thoughts about working on it?
I love doing it. Don't think I'll make an appearance in that particular universe again, but I'm looking forward to what comes next. Because this is a childhood dream, and now I want to keep doing this. I want to keep making a living at this. So we'll see what happens. I'm back on the audition train. Let's see if anything picks me up.
Yay! We'll obviously be giving you all the good thoughts and energy for you to get jobs.
Because... Much obliged. Much obliged.
And so if y'all would like to chime in, talk about if you've seen The Conjuring or if it's too scary... you can always email us at geekgrills@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at geekgrills. Hey, you could tweet Jay. He'll be giving
you
his
director friends.
If you have any director friends, you know, tell him Jay should get the job. We're helping.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
From somewhere in the depth of my heart, I thank you.
So what are y'all most anticipating right now? What do you got, Ray?
I'm really looking forward to that Afrofuturism exhibit at the SCAD Atlanta Museum this weekend.
Oh, that's so this weekend. I gotta get a ticket. Ah.
We do need to get tickets, and we need to figure out when we're going. Exactly, because that's apparently what they do.
Yes.
But I'm super psyched about that and getting back in shape. I have 2 months to fit back into my costuming. So today was our friend Asher had been prepping themselves smartly before the LARP event and actually recommended a good body weight exercise thing. So I did first day of that. I'm going to slowly try and put some yoga back in there and then just more cardio to yay.
Is that up on their Facebook?
I'm feeling that I'm finally able to work at it more again. One of the big things about getting a new scene that was so frustrating for me is that my body couldn't really change looks too much from where it had in the summer of 2019, and it's not like I could hide much. So I was like, I'm stuck at home. I have nothing to do but work out, but I can't any more than I already am. Drove me nuts.
Yeah, I'm going to try. It's about the only thing I miss not working in the office is having access to the office gym. That's it. So,
well, now
I finally have access to a pool again.
Ooh,
now that vaccinations are up. I'm swimming at least once a week, and I'm like, yay, less stress on my joints, and let's keep going.
Yeah. Now that our AC at work is fixed, I could use the gym again. But for a while there, I did not want to because it was so hot. It was too hot. So what about you, Jay? What have you got coming up and anticipating besides working
right
out?
Now, I'm putting together my first book for self-publishing. It's I'm finishing up the last draft, and I actually need to email back a cover artist I've been talking to, but I'm planning on releasing that before the end of the year.
Neat.
Cool.
Yet another urban fantasy written in first person smartass. The series is called The Grunt's Grimoire. The first one is going to be called The Renfield Blues.
I'm liking this already.
Yeah.
From waking up from a vampire blood hangover being the least of your problems, and the comedy ensues. You've probably seen snippets from that particular verse over the years.
Yeah, every once in a while you'll post something, and I'm just like,
I plan on taking some tropes and dragging them behind an alley and beating them senseless for their lunch money, so to speak.
Ooh, delightful. It sounds like it'll be right at home next to my Dresden books.
Quite likely. Mr. Butcher is definitely among the influences there.
Excellent. Maybe we'll add it to our book club. We have a book club that we do every season, so maybe we'll add it to our book club once it comes out.
Lovely, thank you. What's up, Linda?
Oh, I'm hoping to do actual crafting, because I was just the lump last week. I barely did any crafting, and then I foolishly thought, I'll have time on the weekend. I did not have time on the weekend. I had a LARP on Saturday, and then Sunday I was just like, and flop. Sunday I was like, I'm fine, I'm just a little sore. And then we got back from the meal with my parents, and I was like, oh, time to nap for 4 hours. So
I was gonna say, like, even the 3 meager hours I was there, I hit 9,000 steps, whereas everybody else had been there for, like, the full 6 hours. And I don't know about you guys, but I was barely hitting 1,000 steps a day.
Yeah, I didn't even look at how many steps I had.
Everybody had a right to need that rest day. That's fine.
Yeah, it's not like I was like, oh no, I'm so terrible, but I was like, I was really, really hoping to
get more done.
Yeah.
So, whoopsie doodles. So let's see. Ah, yes. So remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be on 6/28 at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
I'm going to host and talk about modern art.
Yes, because
I have opinions.
Lots of opinions. It this all stemmed from the stupid invisible statue, but we'll get to that next week.
Next week. And don't forget, in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You are the greatest girlfriends on the internet. And you can become a patron, too, at www.patreon.com/girls. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free, and they help our ranking, which helps other people find our podcast. Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word. All right. Where can we find you on the interwebs?
Generally, anywhere starting from jthebarbarian.com, which is my website, and looking for Jay the Barbarian just about anywhere, you will probably either find me or someone talking about me.
Yes, we did just tag him. So there's that.
As well explained.
You can find me on Instagram under Dapple Dame and on Twitch as Ray Ino.
You can find Ember. She can be reached at 9 of 12 on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear her on the Hearsay and Hearsay podcast. I always tumble over that. And then you can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_misc. That's MISC. And you can check out my website store at madcapm.com. I don't have my plushies that I showed last week yet, but that's just because I was a lump. So thanks for listening, everyone. Good game. GG.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.